I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday episode of this week. We have a new moon in Capricorn upon us, and today is a really perfect day to contemplate where you are in your life and particularly what has inspired you lately. So new moons are wonderful times in the month for us to plant little seeds of inspiration, or maybe just to begin harnessing and actually gathering the seeds that we already have been inspired by over the past couple of days. So that's exactly what we're going to contemplate today for this episode. I'll also share this as a journaling prompt so you can take it with you into your new moon practice today or tonight, or just give yourself a little moment with yourself to journal out your thoughts.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So let's take a moment the way we are here now. You can go ahead and close the eyes. If you feel called to place the hand somewhere to the body, maybe one hand to the belly, one hand to the heart. And let's take a long, full breath in through the nose. Open the mouth and exhale it out. So what is something that has inspired you lately? Something that made you feel creative or that kind of lit a little fire inside of you? Could be a practice you've been immersed in lately. It could be a dream that you had. It can be an idea or a thought of a new project or a new creation that just came your way out of the blue. Take a moment right now just to contemplate what kind of inspiration you have been sourcing lately. And sometimes we walk around thinking or feeling like we don't have enough inspiration in our lives, like we don't have those moments of big insights and big downloads. And then the moment we sit down to actually look for them, we realize that they are all around. So what is a download of inspiration that you have received lately? For me, as an example, I've been having really vivid dreams over the past couple of nights. Usually I have really vivid dreams around the new and the full moon. And strangely, I have been dreaming that I'm weaving something. I've never had a dream like that before in my entire life, but several nights in a row, I've had this just recurring dream that I'm weaving something with my hands. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know what it is I'm creating or how that came to be, but in my dreams, I am weaving. And when I sit with that and I contemplate just the bigger meaning of that, I can actually look at what am I weaving in my life right now? What pieces of the puzzle am I putting together? What dots am I connecting? What sort of inspiration am I sourcing right now? If you'd like to turn this contemplation into a journaling prompt, a great way to begin free writing is, lately, I have felt inspired by. Lately, I have felt inspired by. Or lately, something that's been inspiring me is. What has inspired you lately? What moments of inspiration have you had over the past couple of days or weeks or maybe last few months? What sort of creativity is blossoming inside of you right now? And is there a way for you to actually hone them in, plant those seeds right now, and begin making them come to life? So that inspiration doesn't just live in your dreams at night or doesn't just live in your head throughout the day, but that it actually becomes something that you can work toward, something palpable, something you can touch and begin talking about and dreaming of in a really real, tangible way. So something that has been inspiring you lately, whether that's happening at night the way it has for me, or if it's happening in conversations or in meditation or in the many other ways that the universe actually sends us inspiration all throughout the day. Let's take another moment just to sit in silence with this contemplation. Maybe already here now, watering those seeds of inspiration inside. And from that place of profound silence, stillness, that place of nourishment, we take a deep, long breath in. At the top, pause for a moment, open the mouth, and let it out. As you blink your eyes open, feel free to reach for your journal right now or for your notes app in your phone or any shape or form for you to just write a little bit about that place of inspiration, something you've been inspired by lately. See how deep you can go, and perhaps there is a practice around that that you can actually immerse yourself in a little bit deeper today for this new moon. Wishing you a beautiful new moon in Capricorn. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.